Hi, I'm Mandy.
And I'm Ben.
And this is Behind the Visa Window with ex-visa officers,
where we give the insider's perspective on the U.S. visa interview process.
Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast, Behind the Visa Window with ex-visa officers. We are your hosts, Ben and Mandy, and we're excited to talk about this topic that we've prepared for you today. Also, I hope everyone is staying safe. You know, it's a crazy time out there in the world. The Omicron variant is kind of just letting loose all over the United States. So wherever you are in the world, you know, it's the holidays here in the US. We just hope that you are staying safe. You're, you know, enjoying time with your family. And, you know, it's just, it's such a strange time, I think, for everybody to be cooped up. And, you know, for some of you who are getting prepared to come to the United States, I think our topic today will be of, you know, extra significance to you and hopefully help you on your way. So the topic that we're going to be talking about today is student visa refusals. So, you know, a large part of our audience, you know, our viewers, our listeners of this podcast are people who are applying for student visas, or perhaps they've applied before and they did not succeed. They were denied. And so we wanted to focus today specifically on F1 visa refusals because, you know, we want to help you succeed. I think if you're someone who wants to go study in the United States, you know, it takes so much courage to make these plans to, you know, travel across the world, pretty much start a whole new chapter of your life where you're learning new things, you know, both in the classroom and outside of it. And it can be a devastating result when you go in for your visa interview and you realize that, you know, your plans are not going to happen. At least it's not going to happen until you get that visa approved. And so right now is a special time because, you know, if you're going to the US, winter quarter is about to start in January or spring semester, depending on what type of, you know, system you're on. And a lot of students who are applying right now are students who have previously had visa refusals. And student visa refusals are a little bit special. They're not just like any other type of visa refusal. Every type of visa has its own special type of refusal, as Ben and I know, being former visa officers. You know, we officers look at them a certain way. We have certain questions that we ask. And so if this is you and you're looking for help, you're watching our YouTube for sort of insights, you know, you're not alone and don't give up hope. It is still possible to get that visa approved with the help of the experts. And so, you know, Ben, you and I talk about this all the time. I feel like what is the most important thing that someone who has been denied a student visa, like what is the most important thing that they should get ready for their next visa interview?
You need to know why you possibly got refused the first time. That's really important because if you're just throwing, you know, just throwing mud at a wall, you've been refused once and you think, well, I'm just going to apply again and go in with the exact same preparation, the exact same documents, the exact same plans for how you're going to answer questions, well, you're most likely going to get the same answer. There's the chance something could turn out differently. I'm sure many people know somebody else who got refused and went a few weeks later, got refused again, went a few weeks later, and they got their visa issued and they didn't really change anything. That is not the norm though. Usually you have to have some change to your strategy, right? And I don't just mean, oh, give a different answer. Oh, change the name, change the school, change the major, change the sponsor. I don't mean that. I mean your whole entire strategy of how you're going to approach the situation. Because despite what a lot of our clients think, you don't get refused because one answer was wrong or one piece of information is wrong. People think, oh, I put my uncle as my sponsor instead of my mother, right? That's not why you get refused. You get refused because of the totality of your circumstances and it not convincing the officer that you're going to use your visa well. So then your new strategy is just, how do you convince that visa officer that you are going to use your visa well?
Yeah, yeah. I really love that, Ben. And I actually have it written down in my notes right here that, you know, if you're someone listening to us, you're in this situation, you do not know why your visa was refused. You might think you know, you might have a guess or an idea, or perhaps somebody else told you why they think your visa was refused, But you need to ignore all of that because you do not know why your visa was refused. The only people who know why your visa was refused was the consular officer, the visa officer who made that decision. But next to that, the next best thing that you can get are people who used to make decisions like that every single day. And they used to interview hundreds of students during student visa season. And they know exactly why they refuse visas. And those are people like me and Ben and our team of ex-visa officers here at Argo. So just like Ben said, please do not just go in again, you know, not changing anything, throwing away another $160, waiting in that line, trying to get that visa appointment. And by the way, it is such a precious thing these days to actually get a visa appointment. Appointments are really hard to come by. If you, you know, got an appointment and you were able to get an expedite request, please do not mess up, you know, that chance that you have to be face-to-face with a visa officer, because that's what most of people do. They throw away those chances. They don't tell visa officers anything new. They don't even know why they were refused. They're basically just trying again and, you know, maybe looking even a little desperate in the process. And that is definitely not how you want to come across. That is not how you get your situation changed. So just remember, next time you think you know, this is why you got refused, you do not know, and you will not know until you talk to one of us and you sign up for a consultation with Argo, you know, with me or Ben or one of our ex-visa officers, and we can listen to everything that happened to you at that interview, learn all about your life circumstances, and then come to a conclusion. Okay, these are the weaknesses in your case that you need to address, and here's your strategy about how you're going to overcome that and how your next interview is going to be different. Because visa officers never, almost never make a decision just based on one single factor in your application. They're looking at everything. And so most people think it's the last question that they were asked before they were, you know, denied. Oh, you know, who's your sponsor in the US? Oh, I'm sorry, you can't get a visa. And so then the student visa applicant is thinking, oh, it's because of my sponsor. You know, we get so many questions about sponsors in the US, but really everything matters. And we will tell you what is important and how to overcome and change your situation. So I think that's really one good point, Ben, and I'm so glad you brought that up. And also, you know, what about this question? People who have been refused before, they tend to get an interesting question at their next interview. And it tends to be the first question that they get. And it will be, what has changed since your last visa application? You know, I think Ben and I brought this up before in one of our previous episodes, and it is so important that you handle this question just the right way, because first of all, it tends to be the first question, and that will set the tone for your entire interview. But what do you think, Ben? Like, how do you think students should face this question?
There are many, many different ways that you can answer that question in a good way, depending on whatever your situation is, right? You know, that's gonna differ from person to person because it's always very specialized. There's no secret ingredient where you just say one thing in response to the question and then all of a sudden they think, oh, well, okay, then here's your visa, sir. No. There are many different ways that you would go about it depending on your situation, your finances, your academics, but there's one very bad way to answer that question. And that is saying nothing has changed. Nothing. Nothing's changed since my last application. I was here 2 weeks ago. I'm here today. My application's the same, right? That's going to be true in almost every instance, right? That, though, is the criteria that the visa officers are given by their managers that they can use to refuse someone who's already been refused. If you've been refused before and you go in again, if they ask you, has anything changed? And you say, no, nothing. They're trying to work quickly. They're trying to move through these visa applicants as fast as they can. They're going to do 100 or more per day. And when they hear that, they've been given full license to say in their notes, nothing's changed since their previous refusal, refused again, right? Because if the previous officer made that decision to refuse and now it's the exact same situation now, well, why wouldn't you just use the same logic and the same criteria and refuse them the same as the previous officer? So the key there, it's not that you need to answer that question directly. It's that you need to use that opportunity to put your strongest case forward, right? Now, you might not know what that is. I don't know what that is without talking to you, without learning everything about your situation. The visa officer is going to talk to you for 2 minutes. I like to talk to my clients for 30 minutes or an hour and figure out what's going on and how to actually highlight your personal highlights, right? How to underline your personal strong points in your application and how to give those to the visa officer so that they don't just refuse you outright because they're trying to move quickly, right? They've got more information in their head. They can't ignore it. They want to do their jobs well. They're earnest. They want to do their jobs well. They want to give the visas to the people that deserve them and refuse the visas to the people that don't deserve them, right? And if they get that information that shows that you do merit getting a visa, they will want to give you that visa.
Yes, absolutely. I could not have said that better myself. And just remind yourself that this question that visa officers ask is basically almost a shortcut for them to be able to refuse your visa. It's almost like putting you through this gauntlet. It's giving you this hurdle to see if you can like get over it, to get more of their time, more of their attention, to make a different, you know, decision. And so make sure that you don't flunk that test and that you're not just saying, no, nothing has changed. And I know for some of you, that's really intimidating because it was only 2 weeks ago since your last visa interview. You know, practically speaking, it seems like the natural answer would be no, but we are trying to get you that visa. We're not trying to, you know, let you just do what you think makes sense. You have to understand how visa officers think to approach this next interview, because every single interview that you have after a denial and then another denial and then another denial will be the most important interview that you have, because it's going to affect your plans in the United States, whether or not you can ever come to the United States, whether as a student or a tourist, or, you know, someday maybe some sort of international employee. You know, you got to get this right. There is no shortcut. And the only way you can do that is by talking to somebody who has the experience. So don't try this yourself. It's a waste of time and money. Okay, so this other thing I thought was really important for us to highlight, Ben. When do you think our expertise, you know, the expertise of ex-visa officers, when is it the most helpful for someone?
The most helpful. Well, it's a difficult question, because once people have been refused, they need their expertise more than anything, because there's really no one else that can guide you through that process after you've been refused, right? No one else out there who's advising people on their visa interviews has ever worked in an embassy, has ever in a local staff capacity, or as a visa officer. They don't know what's going into these decisions. Even if, and people claim that they have this information, but they do not, right? The embassies are airtight. There's no one sharing information. Some visa agents claim that they can talk to the embassy and ask them, and they'll be told why you were refused your visa. Even if they received the meaning why you were refused, they wouldn't know how to interpret that. They don't know what that means. They don't know how to counter that and how to put other information in front of them that is contrary to that information that will get your visa issued, right? So it really is only us who can discern what happened in that visa interview, what the main concern was. Was this just a general, you know, a kind of just a blanket, I'm not really sure about this case denial, or was there one specific point that caused them to deny it because something was off about it, right? We can figure all this stuff out extremely quickly because we just have years and years of experience, tens of thousands of visa interviews under our belt. Now, on the other hand, why get in that position in the first place? Why put yourself in the position where you've been refused and now you need to find these very few people in the world who actually have the experience as a visa officer who can help you dig yourself out of that situation? Come to us first, right? Especially if you know that you might have a problem, if people in your same situation have been getting refused and you just want to roll the dice, or do you want to come get the real help, right? Consider it like insurance. You're paying to get the real help that you need so you avoid getting refused in the first place. Because some people talk about, you know, oh, do they know what happened in my previous interview? Yes, they do. 100%. They know what happens in all your visa interviews. They know what the other officers said, and it influences their thinking. So if you start out, let's say you're a first-time applicant, you're just starting out neutral right here in the very middle, right? Once you've been refused, you go into your next visa interview, and once they open your case and they see that you've been refused previously, all of a sudden, you drop down a level. You drop down a level where they're already thinking this is not a good visa applicant. And so it's a much harder task to climb out of that deficit than it is to just start out neutral and then climb up from there.
Yeah, I love that, Ben, because I think, you know, I always tell people our assistance is most helpful before your first visa interview, before your refusal, so that you can do it the right way from the beginning, because it is always harder to dig yourself out of a hole. And then you're on the defensive, you're nervous, you're stressed out, you're not sleeping at night, you're thinking about your, you know, plans being disrupted because you couldn't get this visa. And like, why go through all that if you don't have to, you know? And so I think, you know, the best thing to do is make sure you're getting, you know, the expert help that you need before this happens. You know, I almost think of us as being like insurance, you know, being sort of the people in your corner, helping watch out for you, you know, helping you realize, you know, certain red flags, you know, things that you have to be prepared to talk about, because if you're not prepared to talk about it and you have those very few precious moments in front of a visa officer, you know, things can get really screwed up for your situation, and we don't want that to happen to you. And so, you know, again, student visa applicants, people who are really hoping to make it back to campus, you know, if you've been refused once, or even if you haven't, come to us, send us an email at hello@ariovisa.com. We can share with you how we can help you to make sure that you're doing it right from the very beginning. Or if you've been denied, we can help you, you know, get out of that situation. I will say, you know, we have gotten a lot more attention over the past few months, you know, whether you're a fan of our YouTube channel or you're a part of our private Facebook group where people are always sharing about their situations and recent visa interviews. Just thank you guys so much for, you know, spending your time with us, listening to our podcast, watching our YouTube videos. You know, we would not get to be here, you know, doing this thing that we love doing if it weren't for you. And I know it's a, you know, it's a time when people celebrate being together. And I just want to tell you that, you know, we appreciate you so much. And we're thankful for you and for, you know, your attention and listening to us. I do want to mention one thing, you know, being in our Facebook group all the time, I'm constantly reading people's comments. Somebody had a really interesting comment this time, which is, you know, it's interesting that Mandy and Ben are so nice, you know, in these videos and during consultations. And yet it's weird to think that at one point they were the people behind the visa window, you know, denying people and saying, no, like you don't get your visa, and being very curt and short with people. And I actually thought that was a really insightful comment, but I do want to address it because I think it's important to understand where we're coming from. When you are a visa officer, you have such limited time to spend with each person standing in front of you. It's not like Ben and I now where, you know, we have a whole hour to spend with you talking about your life, talking about your dreams, your plans, your hopes for the United States. You know, we have maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you know, sometimes less. And that makes it really difficult for us to really connect with you. And, you know, I think, I don't want to speak for you, Ben, but I feel so much gratification from doing what we're doing now, which is really being able to help and spend time with you and really helping you figure out the nuances and how you can get better at this like very complicated process. And I just want to say that, you know, when we were visa officers, we didn't have that time. It wasn't because we didn't want to. And I think that every single visa officer, you know, behind that window, most of them, they want to do the right thing and they're earnest and they want to do a good job, but they're not in the right circumstances to be able to talk to you the way that we are. And, you know, I'm so glad that what we're doing is helping people. We get great feedback every single day talking about how you got your visas because of us after a consultation, or how, you know, we really made you see things in a new way that you had never thought about before, and how our advice was the first useful piece of advice that you've gotten after talking to, you know, tons of people and researching on the internet. And we want to continue that into the new year. We want to continue this conversation. We want to continue helping you out. And so, you know, again, thank you for all of your comments, your emails, even if they're complaints, because they help us become better and we want to hear from you. So send us your testimonials, how you felt after a consultation, send us your complaints and how we can do better. You know, tell us at hello@argovisa.com or join our private Facebook group and you can message us. You know, I read all of the comments, Ben reads all of the comments, and, you know, we really try to do our best by you. And so we just want to thank you for your trust. And one other thing I want to mention is, you know, if you're about to start school in January and you still are, you know, about to go in for your visa interview, make sure you work with us. Okay. Do this for yourself. It's an investment in your future, in your peace of mind, in your own confidence, in believing in yourself. So come to us before you go into that interview. And time is getting, you know, tight. Like, there's not a whole lot of time before you go in for your visa interview and before you're about to start school. So if this is you, email us at hello, sign up for a consultation straight on our platform, argovisa.com. And we're happy to help you. And we're actually going to make ourselves as available as possible over the holiday so that we can talk to you, help you not make any mistakes, because this is a high stakes interview and we want you to get the information you need so you can be successful.
Definitely. Absolutely. Get in touch with us. Let us help you.
Thank you guys so much. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Happy New Year. I hope 2022 will be the best year yet. And, you know, we hope to hear from you, and we'll be back after the holidays with more content and more podcasts. So stay tuned.
See you in 2022.
Bye, guys.